One of the world's biggest retailers is looking to downsize its parking lots and turn them into town centers. Walmart has done this in a few spots already and could be looking for more locations to develop parts of unused or underused parking lots into shops, restaurants, and housing. Patrick O'Grady, managing editor at the Phoenix Business Journal, has written about this, and he joins me. And Patrick, what exactly is Walmart envisioning for its giant parking lots?
Basically what their idea is they want to take a lot of this parking space and try to develop town centers. So like a traditional developer, they want to come in and put in shops and apartments and public spaces into all these spaces that are right now just kind of asphalt farms.
So where would people park who want to go to these Walmarts?
That's a good question. But if you've probably driven by a lot of Walmarts in the Valley, you notice that even during their busy times, parking lots may be like half full. That's a lot of that is to do with city regulations on how many parking spaces that you have to have per square foot. So Walmart has installed these massive parking lots. So I think they're looking to take some of that real estate and really kind of get something out of it. Better return on investment than just cars.
Does this put Walmart in the position of being landlord and maybe sort of diversifying its portfolio as opposed to just having their big stores?
Oh, absolutely. This makes them a developer. I think when we were looking at it, you know, Walmart has about 50 stores in Phoenix, and they've got about $563 million worth of property in the Valley. A lot of that is just being unused because it's a parking lot. And this is a situation that's throughout the country. So what they've kind of done is they've got one in Texas and then one in Colorado that they're rolling out. And they want to see if they can develop these things into something that's more than just a parking lot and a super center.
So I would imagine then that Walmart would be fairly judicious as to what other commercial entities would go into these town centers. Like they probably wouldn't want another store that would compete with the Walmart.
Right. And some of the renderings that we've seen and some of the ideas that they've laid out have been more along those things. You know, as you've gone into Walmart, you know that they partner with various businesses that are kind of up in the front. I think it'd be a lot of those. And I think a lot of what they're looking at also is potentially multifamily in there, some apartments, so that they can get kind of a community feel where, you know, an apartment dweller may go to these little shops and do their little store, but then they're going to go to Walmart and get their groceries or whatever else they need. It's kind of like a built-in customer base.
How has the arrangement worked in the places that you mentioned that they've done this already? I mean, does Walmart, like, do they get a cut of proceeds? Do they, like, how does, because I imagine they have to make some amount of money on this for them to want to do this.
Yeah, as near as we can figure, because they're the property owner, they're the developer. So they get whatever they build, whatever they construct, they can charge the rents. So they are the landlord and the developer.
Is there any evidence that they're looking to do this in Phoenix or the Valley?
Not that we've heard, but they have plenty of property here to do it and around the country. I think they're just trying it out right now in a couple different places and seeing how it works.
Have we seen other retailers do this kind of thing?
You know, Phoenix is really interesting because it's primarily been limited to restaurants. We've seen a lot of adaptive reuse. You have places like Sam Fox in the Yard over on 7th. You have Aaron Chamberlain has done a few adaptive reuse. And, of course, Upward Projects have done several adaptive
Federal reuse. Pizza and Postino
yes,
and those
Postino,
things.
Postino, Windsor. Yeah, these are the kind of people that look for adaptive reuse projects to kind of just redo as a different use. And I think this is kind of fits into that. So we do have kind of a burgeoning community of people here, of developers in particular, looking at parcels that they can reuse for different uses.
But not necessarily like a big box national retailer looking to do this, right?
Oh, no. That's what's interesting about this is because, you know, I mean, Phoenix is a fairly, for lack of a better term, a suburban town. And a lot of these Walmarts are in suburbs. I think Walmart is looking more at this as an infill thing and saying, hey, we have these parcels that are in tight urban areas and we can redevelop them. Here, it'll be really interesting how that plays out because a lot of it is, you know, they're out in Chandler, they're out in Peoria, they're out in Glendale. So it's not kind of the same. We still have a lot of land to grow. So we're not necessarily looking for infill in the places that they are.
Does Walmart see this potentially as a way to expand its customer base and maybe bring people who have, let's say, maybe less than positive perception of Walmart into its stores, maybe by getting them to go to restaurants or smaller shops that are in what used to be the parking lot?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. I mean, if you tie it in with all the multifamily that they're kind of pitching, I think it gives them a way to say, hey, look, we're kind of going upscale. We're trying to do something for the community. I mean, for years, they've had this reputation of coming in, particularly to small towns, and just kind of wiping out the retail base. I think they're trying to kind of look at it and say, oh, you know, this is what we want to do. We want to make it more community-oriented, more inclusive, so that we can draw in more customers. there are plenty of Walmarts like in Central Phoenix that this would probably work really well with, because that land, as it becomes more valuable, people are going to want it for different uses. They don't necessarily want to just have a parking lot and a giant super center. Maybe they want those stores. They want that feel. I think you're seeing a lot of urban development, in particular invading Phoenix, that is much more, you know, a walkable area, someplace where you can live, work, play. We hear that a lot with economic developers. They're trying to build these community centers. And you see cities even trying to kind of do it in their downtowns. Some of them have been more successful than others, but that's kind of the way development is going and the urbanization of Phoenix, yeah.
All right, Patrick O'Grady is managing editor at the Phoenix Business Journal. Patrick, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.